It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Have you ever heard of a toy lending library? Well, we have one in our neighborhood, and I borrowed a toy from that toy lending library because I wanted to show it to you. Here it is. See that? I'll show you how it works. First, I think I need to make some kind of a building here. Here, I'll just get some books and we'll pretend that this is a building. And we'll pretend that there's something on the roof of this building. And the person in this machine wants to get what's on the roof there. But first, safety gear. Before a person goes up in this machine, he or she has to put on some safety gear. So then you drive over to the building, get in this. This is a bucket lift. Got right on the roof of the building. Did you ever see a real one of these machines? One of these bucket lifts? In fact, this part can hold even more than one person. I know someone who operates a real machine like this. He works with trees, and he's working today. In fact, he's not far from here. His name is Mike Greco, and he said I could bring you to see him work. So let's do that now. He loaned me this safety gear. So I'll just take it right back to him now. Come along, we'll go meet Mike Greco.
Oh, there he is. Come on over.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Welcome to the ground, Mike.
How you doing, Mr. Rogers?
Good. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mike Greco.
Hello there.
I brought the equipment back that you loaned to me.
Would you like to go up in the bucket lift?
Sure.
Okay, well, first we have to put on your safety equipment.
This?
Got a helmet just like mine. Here
right.
you go.
Right.
And your safety glasses just like mine.
And we're all set?
Yeah, well, no, I have a safety belt for you.
Oh, a belt.
Just like the one I'm wearing. You just put it on like a regular belt.
Oh, okay. Can you help me here?
It just goes around your waist. There you go. You just put it in the strap.
Like that?
There you go.
What's this for?
This is for safety. It's like a seat belt.
And what about this?
And this is our safety strap. We'll hook that to the bucket just like me, and then we'll be ready to go.
All right.
You all ready?
Yeah. Do well, I just get in now?
Yes, sir. Let's go. Let's go up in the bucket lift.
All right.
There you go. Now we just hook your safety strap to the bucket. And now we can go up in a bucket lift.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready? This is wonderful. Now, which tree were you working on? This one over here?
Yeah, this one right behind us. Here, I'll show you how this works here.
This is lovely up here.
This is called a pruning pole.
This is?
Yeah, and it has a hook on it with a blade, and you just pull on the string, it'll cut a limb off.
I see.
See how that works? I can just turn around and cut a piece of a branch off. Just hook it on the branch and then you pull the string and you cut the branch off.
Does that hurt the tree?
Oh no, just like haircuts don't hurt people.
Well, I can see why you would use a bucket lift for something that you'd have to get up so high for. But what do other people use bucket lifts for?
Well, other people such as TV repairmen, they get up and work on the telephone line, the cable wires out by the street. And the phone company also uses a bucket lift. Put up phone lines. Sometimes even fire departments use them for rescue. And not to mention tree people like myself.
Oh, sure. You enjoy your work?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, I enjoy being with you with it. Now, do you use the same lever to take us down as you brought us up?
This one lever here takes you down. The one in the middle takes you sideways. It's a little bouncy, as you can see. But
yeah. Bounce in the air.
Yeah, so you can go right. And the lever on the far right.
Yes.
Takes the whole bucket lift straight up in the air.
Even further up.
Even further up than this.
Oh, let's go a little further.
Okay. Here we go.
We're going to the tops of the tree. A mighty good look at the neighborhood. Beautiful. Look at all you can see. Good driver, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Now, can you go the whole way down, or do you have to stop in the middle?
I can go the whole way down.
The whole way down?
Yes, sir.
Let's try that.
Okay. Soft landing.
We'll see. Perfect landing,
yeah,
Mike.
Not too bad.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Well, I enjoyed having you here.
I enjoyed being here.
Well, let me unsnap you.
Oh, yeah, and I'll have to give you my
safety helmet, safety glasses.
And this is the belt.
And the safety belt, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back to work.
Oh, I know you've got lots to do. I'll be going back to my place, but I sure appreciate your giving me that ride.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Safe landing.
But take care.
Bye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Come on back to my place. What a wonderful feeling that was. I'd always been curious about how those machines really worked. And it was fun to find out way up in the trees. As X the owl likes to say, you learn something old every day. So I better put this building back with its many stories. And we should have some make-believe. Okay, trolley. We've been pretending that King Friday told people that they weren't supposed to be curious about anything. Well, that's very hard. And most people have been curious anyway. They just can't help it. For instance, Daniel was curious what it would be like to live in a truck instead of a clock. So now he's trying that. Neighbor Abra helped him transform the outside of his clock into a truck. And Prince Tuesday has been curious about the way planet purple pandas travel so quickly. And last time he went pinging off with little panda. Well, let's just make believe some more of that story now as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make believe.
Oh, hello, trolley. Well, yes, I am. I'm looking inside and out. I'm looking high and low. I'm looking for Prince Tuesday and Little Panda. Yes, I know they were pinging together. Oh, here comes the king.
Lady Evelyn, I presume?
Correct, as always, Uncle Friday.
Are you a bird watcher?
Not ordinarily. Why do you ask?
I see your binoculars.
Oh, of course. No, I wasn't watching any birds.
Well, perhaps you would like to.
Not really.
Mammus polyglottus, please come forth wherever you are. Where is that bird of mine? Oh, there you are. Good bird on a stick. You remember Niece Evelyn? Yes. Well, Niece Evelyn would like to birdwatch you with her binoculars while I sing your song. Mm-hmm. We may all begin. Mammus polyglottus is my pet. Mammus polyglottus is my pet. Mammus polyglottus is my pet. Have you met my pet yet? Very nice, Mammus, yes. Now, you may go off to play again. Yes, well, lovely pet.
Does exactly what you tell him to do.
Yes, exactly. And is never curious about anything.
Speaking of curiosity, have you seen Prince Tuesday recently?
Not in the past few time periods. Why do you ask?
Oh, I was just curiously looking for him, that's all.
He's either at school or at play. No need for curiosity about that. You may proceed with your day, niece. This has been a pleasant interlude, if I must say so myself.
Thanks for your song, Uncle Friday.
Oh, would you like to join me in singing one final chorus of that classic?
Oh, certainly.
Mammus polyglottus
is something the king must do for his bird on a stick, especially if a king is kingly. There are kings who never walk their mockings, and that is a shame. But King Friday is by far the kindliest king in all of this neighborhood here. And even in all the country, and maybe in all the, probably all the world.
Yeah. Yes, very satisfying. Farewell, niece.
Farewell, Uncle. Whoa. That is certainly pretty.
Meow, Lady A. Meow didn't notice meow coming.
You're busy with your balloon.
Meow, 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 love balloons.
Yours is certainly beautiful.
Meow, meow, try meowing it?
Sure.
Meow. Meow, Mr. Meow.
Oh, hen.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, hold on. Meow.
Oh.
Meow. Oh, meow, meow, pretty meow, 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 meow.
Yellow balloon.
Hey, how in the world are you?
Oh, hi, X.
You got a balloon.
Well, Henrietta loaned me hers. Do you like flying balloons?
Oh, no. When you fly yourself, you're not too curious about other flying things.
Well, that's right. You're your own best flyer.
That's right. And I'm off to give someone a helping wing. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Bye then.
Meow, X. Meow.
It's so neat the way it goes up. And then you can pull it back to you.
Meow.
And I'd better be on my way too. Thanks for sharing your balloon, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, fly, meow, well.
Thanks. Got it?
Meow.
Bye meow, for meow, now.
Meow.
Oh, Lainey wanted me to check out a few places on this roof if I could get these controls going. Well, now, that place looks fine. Yeah, I need to go down here and check on this column. That one looks good. Now, over here, I need to land by that bucket of tar. Let's see if I can... Oh, there's that place Lainey must have been curious about.
Betty Okanuck Templeton,
oh,
how are
you? Oh, Lady Aberlin, how are you, hon?
Just fine. How's the family?
Oh, they're all just fine. Caradale's growing, 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 and James is off helping friends.
Oh, wonderful. And here you are, working on the museum roof.
Well, yes, dear. I thought I'd help Lainey out. You know there's always something to do when you have a museum.
Uh-huh. But roof work.
Well, I'm handy when it comes to things like this. Could always turn my hand at things, even when I was a little girl. I'd get curious about something, and soon as you could snap your fingers, that's just a figure of speech, you know, all kinds of carpentry, cooking, road repair, interior decoration, you name it, I could do it.
You are just a marvel, Betty Okanuck Templeton.
I think we all are, hon. Let me get a little closer. Oh, ooh, 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 Lord, ooh. Oh, I think I went a little too far, hon. Well, as I was saying, I think we're all marvels way down deep, don't you? I mean, look at that dear Daniel Tiger. Have you seen his truck house? Now, that's just the cleverest thing.
Why, it does look like a truck.
Well, that's what he wanted.
I think I'll go over and see how he's doing. I wish you well with your roof work.
Oh, well, Betty of all trades, they call me.
You never cease to amaze us, Mrs. Templeton.
Well, as you know, dear, there's much that's amazing about each one of us who happens to reside on both sides of the universe. You know what I mean.
I think I do. Goodbye, Mrs. T.
Bye-bye, Lady A.
Lady A, how are you?
I'm fine, and what a splendid truck you're living in.
It's pretend, you know.
I wondered. It seems so real with the horn and all.
Oh, it's still my clock home underneath. Wait a minute, I'll show you. I can work this pretty well. Just a minute. See? There's my clock.
Oh.
Yeah.
But pretend is fun sometimes too, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Sure it is. Now I'm sitting right here.
Yes.
In my truck.
Has your friend Tuesday seen this?
Oh, sure. He was visiting me when he and Little Panda pinged away.
And have you seen them since?
No. Haven't you?
No.
You mean Tuesday hasn't pinged back here yet?
Not that I know of.
Well, we'd better look for him.
That's exactly what I've been trying to do.
Oh, well, I'll go check in Westwood right away.
Oh, good. Thanks, Daniel. And I'll go look again at the castle.
Oh, yes. Oh, my.
Hello, Lady Aberlin.
Hello, Purple Panda.
Have you seen Little Panda?
No. Have you seen Prince Tuesday?
No.
Where are they?
If they're not on Planet Purple and they're not here, they must have pinged by mistake to AOP.
AOP?
Altogether Other Planet.
Where's that?
We're not sure.
Not sure? They better ping back here soon.
That'll take some extra help.
So now what do we do? I trust that Purple Panda has gone to find extra help. Yes, Trolley. Purple Panda says they might be at AOP. Altogether Other Planet. I don't know, but we have to keep on looking, praying and looking. That's for sure, Trolley.
So, Little Panda has pinged himself and Prince Tuesday to a different planet, AOP, Altogether Other Planet. I wonder what that's like. Since people are curious about it, that will probably help to find it. We'll think more about that pretend story next time. Right now, some food for the fish. These fish aren't make-believe fish, and they aren't toys. They're alive, so they need food. Isn't it wonderful to think about such creatures as fish? And they're being alive, and each one of them being different. You know, each person is different, too. Imagine, every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Each person has a unique life story. Isn't that wonderful? I often wonder how that can possibly be. Wondering about things, being curious about things, really helps us to learn. Ooh, somebody at the door. Our friend, Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Do you? Oh, just what I'm looking for.
The bucket lift toy?
That's right. The people at the Toy Lending Library asked me to pick it up if you're finished with it.
We are finished with it. I've enjoyed having it.
Well, thank you. And they wanted to know if you wanted to borrow this.
A pinwheel.
A pinwheel, that's right. Spin it around. There you go.
Oh, beautiful. It changes color as it spins.
That's right.
But what's this down here?
Well, here, we'll open it. Pull the string. Take it out.
A double pinwheel.
A double pinwheel.
Look at that. Wow. Isn't that beautiful?
It certainly is.
Now make it go the other way.
All right.
You make the best deliveries, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thank you. This goes with it.
Okay.
And remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome. See you around the neighborhood.
I'll take this back to the library later.
All righty, thank you.
Goodbye. Speedy delivery to you. Isn't that something, the way that looks? I wonder how that works like that. I wonder about a lot of things. You know, I'm just a television neighbor, and I can't be sitting right beside you there, but I can wonder and pretend what that would be like. You know, you're my main reason for coming here to visit each day. The things that we talk about, the things that we do. When I'm not with you, I think about you. And I think, what would you like to talk about? What would you like to sing? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day, you know, by just your being yourself. Yeah. I'll be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.